This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. For the past few weeks, we've been checking in on local real estate markets around the country to see if and how the recovery is taking shape on the ground. This week, the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk takes us to St. Louis, where reporter Tracy Samuelson has been talking with low and moderate income families about whether or not to buy.
Buying a home is a massive, huge, ginormous, over-the-top big deal. And buying now, post-housing crisis, can be challenging, especially for lower-income buyers.
Everyone's looking to apply for a mortgage, and credit will be evaluated. They're looking at more things than they used to. They're going to look at your bank statement. So many times.
Beyond Housing, a St. Louis nonprofit, does community development and runs homebuyer education classes. Some people here know they're going to buy, and they're here to qualify for down payment assistance. Catherine Estrada, a vet technician, is not so sure.
And when I was younger, we had a great house, but unfortunately, you know, things fell through. My father lost his job, he was injured, all these other things happened.
Her family was foreclosed on in 1998 and spent a long time bumping from family member to family member, rental to rental. Now, Catherine's 22, out on her own, looking for some stability and a good investment.
I mean, I've been thinking about it for a while since everyone's like, foreclosure, oh, property this, property that. But it's like, if I get in a house and 3 years later, if I need a roof, I'm not going to be in a situation where I have to, you know, get another loan out to pay for something.
So on the one hand, there's this fear of missing out on low interest rates and low housing prices. But on the other, there's caution.
Fear and trepidation about foreclosure is higher than it's been in the past. And again, we think that's a good thing. We want people to go into this eyes wide open.
Beyond Housing CEO Chris Kraemeyer takes me on a tour of some affordable neighborhoods where the organization builds and rents homes.
So this is a little dead-end cul-de-sac.
He wants people to buy here because homeowners who are literally invested in the neighborhood can help stabilize it. But he also knows that some of the best deals right now can be risky investments. We stop in front of a brick house with beige siding that's been on the market for over a year.
From a sheer what you can buy for what you can afford, the house in and of itself is a great value. However, when you think about the neighborhood and the community, is this the place that you think is the best investment possible for you? So
the house next to it is vacant, boarded up with rotting plywood. A few houses down, there's what Kraemeyer figures is a fresh eviction.
Because all their stuff's on the curb. So again, if you're coming to buy and you pull up in this nice, quiet little cul-de-sac and you see everybody's stuff out in the front yard, it just gives you pause.
It's really difficult for a potential homeowner to know, will that nice brick house retain its value? And will that value increase over time? It's just hard to predict what will happen in a neighborhood in 5-10 years. Plus, money that's tied up in a house can't be invested other places.
Historically, the stock market has outperformed the housing market in terms of an investment. Many people think that it's even wrong to think about a home as an investment, given the risks.
Ray Bouchara with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis says low-income buyers need to build up savings and other investments. They shouldn't let all their money get tied up in a house. But homeownership does have its advantages.
There are tax subsidies to support homeownership for a big part of the population. And there's other evidence that when people own homes, there's other outcomes associated with that, like saving and investing. Your kids are more likely to go to college.
And while, yes, you're paying interest if you have a mortgage, making those payments each month is kind of like mandatory investing. You can't skip it if you're having a tough month like other kinds of savings.
It's forced savings. It's a forced savings plan. It requires you, by making that mortgage payment, to put that money into your house.
But ultimately, the decision to buy is part economics, part emotion. A house is an investment you can grow old in, pass on to your children. That's a big part of why home health aide Coretta Johnson wants to buy.
I just want to leave my kids something. I want to have something in my life that I said I accomplished and I did as of right now. I can't say that I can leave them anything.
Coretta already works 7 days a week, but she wants to pick up some night shifts to try and pay down a few $1,000s in credit card debt. She hopes that will help her qualify for a loan under the new tighter standards. She has to buy a home, she says. In St. Louis, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.